Shemitah Shir, Tuesday night. It's Or LeYud Zion Kislev, the 19th of November, Tavshinayan Dalet, Shana Shishis. Or LeYud Zion Kislev, Tuesday night, Shemitah Shir. Okay, we're in the Rambam. We're in the middle, it's Perek Aleph, we're in the middle of Halacha Vav, and we'll start with these words on page 217 in Shabbos Haaretz. Shvi Azroim, the Rambam's talking about putting seeds in water, and on Shabbos that would be also, it's also to do the told of Zoreya. But on Shvius, it's mutter, the Rambam says, because it's not avodas karka, and it's only avodas karka is also. So this is really called the hydroponics, I think. And let's see here. The shorinus hazron b'shvius. So we're learning from the Shabbos Haaretz. Bedinim shal gidulei mayim, which is hydroponics. Nechelku apoyskim. Yesh omrim shal gidulei mayim asurim. The dinam kegidul ofar. In the Rambam, I don't think the Rambam doesn't necessarily mean that you're not putting them in water in order to grow. You're soaking them kedei lezoron motzei shvius. In the mail of this issue of hydroponics comes up. So he says yesh omrim on page 217, the last line. Yesh omrim shegidulei mayim asurim. The dinam kegidul ba'afar, that's called agricultural work, even though technically it's not, obviously it's not bakarka. Yeshomim shadaber mutter, going on to page 218, shadaber mutter be'atzit sheino nokuv, gam shalo b'toch bayis. You start combining the different variations of having something be mutter. So you use the otzit sheino nokuv, gam shalo b'toch habayis, v'yeshomim shemutter af b'breichel shebekarka, mamash, as long as it's not from the earth, from the karka, from the oretz, it's okay. Lasovrim shegidulei mayim mutorim, yeshomrim shehitiru rak b'mayim shalo mu'uru b'hem ofar, there's no offer there at all. V'yeshomrim gam k'sheyesh b'mayim chumrim acherim. Is something that comes up. There are nutrients in the water. Nutrients that you usually have in the earth. So now they do it chemically. They take those nutrients and they treat the water with the nutrients that are normally found in earth. Going lolim or deshem chimi chemik okash. So that's a shame of hydroponics. So Rambam's not talking about that when Rambam's talking about that it's mutter just to soak the zroim in mayim, but this is where the Shabbos Haaretz discusses it. But the Rambam is just talking about that even though it's zoreya on Shabbos, if there's something in water that makes the seed grow, but on Shvius it's avodas karka, that's aser, and you're just soaking it, so there's no issue zoreya. Anyway, it would only be a tolda. No. So Tisra would be a manav, but then Akhavanim is only for Oretz. Okay, we move on. Now we have the next case in the Rambam, which is on page 218, quoting the Rambam. Umakaimen es, I don't know how to pronounce the next word. Elui, Alui, Ilyu. Something that grows on the roof. It's like it cracks on a sidewalk, it grows. It's not exactly the karka, it's not exactly the oretz. So this is a shaila. The Rambam says, it's very not clear what the Rambam even means by umakaimen ha'aluyi b'rosh ha'gag, aval ein mat, you can't water it. So in the Derech Amuna, he just speaks out all the sfeikas, whether this is sfichim or not. Eliui, this word, I'll call it Eliui, I have no idea how to pronounce it. Humine yirako shadakan lalos perosh hagag me alehen. They sprout on the gag, and
like it's not earth on the Gog. Oh, maybe it is earth up there. It's not concrete, that's for sure. But they sprout on their own, and so he brings on a few sfeikas, what the Rambam means. His first shot, the Kesef Mishnah, says it is Svichim. It is called Svichim. Svichim is something that grows on its own in Shvius, in the regular Oretz, in the regular Karka. So normally you have to be Oker Svichim. You can't let it grow. It's Osir. In the Rabbanon, it's Osir. But here, so the Rambam here is coming to say Mekaimin, although it is Svichim, and it has Kedusha Shvius, but it doesn't have the Isser Svichin, it's not exactly a place where you'd be Choshish people would plant, and therefore Mekaimin, but you can't be Mashke it, because then it would turn into like the Svichin. You would be showing that you want it to grow, and it would become the Isser Svichin if you watered it. That's one beer in the Rambam. Another beer is that it's not Svichin, and you can eat it also, and Ein Mashkin is just Al Tzmarasayim. So here now we learn the Shabbos Aretz on page 218. Actually, we go to page 219, the Shabbos Aretz. Umekaimen Svichin Barosh Hagag, also he says, if things grow on the Rosh Hagag, so you could be Mekaimet Va'isen Maisa B'Kiyumon, you can... Ukmi Ilana, it would be Mutter to do Ukmi Ilana. And Rav Kook's learning that in the Rambam that it's not an Issa Svichin. Vein Choshishin Aleihem, Lomishum Isser Shal Sviche Shvias, Shasurin Bachila, Kmashis Bor Makomo, the Issa Svichin. Vlomishum Avodas Oretz, the Maisa Shoysel Akiyum Hasvichim Hohem. Hoyel Vahem Enom Al Gabi Horetz, Kishor Hatzmochim. I'm not sure about the second thing. I don't quite understand if he's talking about just ukmi ilano isamaisa b'kiyumon, not to stimulate the growth. So then, anyway, it's mutter unless you could do. I don't know. Anyway, it's mutter isamaisa b'kiyumon. And on footnote 39, he's talking about ukmi ilano. So why does he have to say that doing the maisa for the kiyum of the svichim is only because it's not al gabi ha'aretz kasher tzmochim? I'm not sure. I don't know. What? It would be svichim, and you wouldn't be allowed to be mekayim. Yeah, okay, but that's true. Yeah, okay. On an open gag, or if Kook is paskening, it's not considered svichim. He brings on also from the Chazon Ish on the footnote. In footnote, footnote 40, Yuli. Afshe Shvius Noegas on the Gag. It has Kedusha Shvius, but there's no Issa Svichin. It might be like the Dalet Sodos. We'll learn later when we learn the. Well, we didn't even learn the Issa Svichin yet. But there's something called the Dalet Sodos, where there's no Issa Svichin. By the way, next week we have a guest lecturer. Saul Glaser is coming next week, a Mitzvah Shem, a week from tonight, and he's going to, I prepped him what to say. No, he's going to be talking about what agricultural malachas he does, and I hope he's going to explain what he does, what he doesn't do, what's mutter, what's osur, on a very down-to-earth, no pun intended, practical level. So Mitzvah Shem, all these things that we're learning, we'll have next week. We'll see the practical application of it. Saul's a good man. Okay, weiter, the last three lines on page 219, the Shabbos Aretz, Rav Kook, the Yeshomrim Shemekayimen Kol Minei Olin Olin Begag. Anything, I don't know what he means by that. Avalein Mashkin Olson. Beloved Davka, I see. Beloved Davka min miyuchad anikra iliyu. There's nothing special about these yarokos that grow. Elakol ha'olin olin bagag mekaimin avalo mashkin. It's might have kedusha shvias, but there's no issa svichin. Vein choishish en alakiyum mishum maris ayin. Okay. Well, that's rather not a maichol, so... We'll be talking about Kedusha Shvius. He's talking about something that's a food, that's edible, something that you eat.
No, but as far as watering it,
the Rambam paskins and he's paskining ein mashkin, either because of Myra, so ein mashkin, always ein mashkin. You can't, yeah. Okay, we continue now. The Rambam does not say the next case. We're on page 220. The Rambam does not say this case. It's actually, it's capturing Ishos. Ishos is moles, maybe. Moles? That's what we said. Ishos v'achborin. So we're learning from Shabbos Haaretz on page 220. Ishos v'achborin. Mice. Shemafsidin b'steilon. This is actually a Mishnah in Moed Katan. You might recognize it from there. Ishos v'achborim shemafsidim b'steilon mutul l'tzodan kedarkam b'shvius. You don't have to make even a shinui. Shecholfer guma v'tola b'metzuda. Right? It's not called avodos karka. You're allowed to dig in your karka if you want to make a be'er of water. So you're digging in your karka here to make this trap. And the trap itself, to capture the animal that's being mafsid the sodos, there's nothing wrong with doing that on Shvius. Afilu b'stei halavon, asmuchu b'stei ha'ilon, where it's not, based on the Mishnah in Moed Katan, that is not considered such a terrible hefsed if these animals do go onto the field. But if it's smuchu b'stei ha'ilon, and mutu l'tzoydan kadarko, you don't even need a shinui, sheyotzin mimenu mafsidin ha'ilonos, which is considered a bigger shinui, v'meinu smuchu b'stei ha'ilon, so it's not such a big hefsed, and so then oisin el al yedei shinui sheno eich put haoretz umana'ano lakano lakan. You don't mamish dig, but you stick something in the ground and you create whatever you need for the trap that way. Achanasus guma v'tolun bo hametzuda. Okay. If you look in footnote 49, the second paragraph. Bayan Chazanish Amuchiach Mikan Sheukme Peire Mutter. Right, this is a big Indian Ukme Ilono versus Ukme Peire. The Mechon HaTorah Baretz goes with Ukme Peire being Mutter. Rav Kook rather is very big Machmir. It's a Machmir when it comes to that. So they write here in the footnotes, Lodaz Harav, that's the Shabbos HaOretz, Rav Kook, Zatzal, Hasover, Sheukmi, Peri, Osur, Yeshloima, Shaet, the Kanenim, Shemukmi, Elam, Shem, Shen, Avoid, the Klal. It's not Avoid, this Karka. It's even hard for me to imagine why it would be called Avoid, this Karka. I mean, you're setting a trap. Vikan Lomed, Zilber, Shapula, Shalmanias, Hefzid, Hanasas, Bemerchak, Ma, Minho, Elon, Vaina, Poelis, Boiklal, Ainu begedim melacha would never be called meleches ha'ilanos. I guess if you're a farmer and you set these traps, maybe because they're in the karka, maybe it is part of the agricultural. I'm just speculating. I have a mina. Maybe it is part of like the normal what? Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know what. So it must be part of agricultural work. Must be part of a normal thing you do. I can't forget Rav Kook said that if in the normal cycle of taking care of your field, you're doing things which are punkt not awesome in the araisa, you're still over the assay of the shov saharetz. Well, I remember earlier on he said that. Anyway, v'yeshomrim shein seido asura afilu b'stei halavon. Some say it's takanat osur. Why should it be osur? Rakim utzorach l'sakel al yedei zeso avonim. The whole problem is you have to clear away the rocks and then you're improving the land somewhat. And the whole isur, the whole discussion of tzedas ishus is if you're clearing away rocks. Ulefizanira calls man shein utzorach l'salik yedei zeso avonim al yedei hatzeda ein etzem hatzeda inyam avodas karka klal umuteres hi mishvias. Which, okay. Shein Shem Isra Shein Shem Isra Mitzedos Ishus Vachvarim Bishvias Mitzaratzma Kolzman Sheinu Mesakeles Hasode. Why isn't that what he just said? I don't know. Ein Tzedosura Nidanira Yesh Mishnirim Medvarav Shein Shem Isra Mitzedos Ishus Vachvarim Bishvias Mitzaratzma. I don't know. Anybody? What did he just add in that? What did he add in the last two lines that he didn't say in the previous paragraph?
What? I'm talking the whole Sada. The whole Sada. Okay, Yeshikayach. Okay. Some the category of interesting in the Tosefta Shabbos on page 221. This obviously Lodaita Tzeidu Soishos Muteres Kedaka Kamas 11. Obviously, the next line Vyesh Mishoimer and in footnote 53, you see this is the Pasa Shulchan. But that's a Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't bring down the heter of Tzedos Ishus B'Shvius. It is a Mishnah in Moed Katan, but you could learn the Mishnah is only talking about Anchal HaMoed, not talking about Shvius. But so the Rambam is Mashmit it from his list of things that are Mutter. You can learn that, I guess, maybe two ways, that the Rambam didn't feel the need to say it. But the Pasa Shulchan says that the Rambam holds actually it's Asur. Yesh Mishoimish at Tzedos Ishus Asur B'Shvius. So if you look at footnote 53, that's the Pasa Shulchan B'Das HaRambam. The Diyek Mikach, Shehishmet Es Heter Tzidus Eishus B'Shvius. Okay, we'll move on now to Halacha Zayin. Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. So again, this whole list started in Halacha Gimel, I think, Gimel. Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yud. They're all different agricultural malachas. And maybe we'll be, I'll be, for sure, not maybe, smarter after next week. Okay, the Rambam says in Halacha Zayin, Sokrin es ha'ilan besikra, they would mark off a diseased tree, or a tree that wasn't doing so well. This is so that people should daven. You go by someone's field, and you see he has a problem. So you're supposed to daven for him. You hear an ambulance. If you assume maybe there's probably a Jew inside, or perhaps there's a Jew inside, maybe even a non-Jew, I don't know. But you should daven for the person. This is the Gemara. This is Sikra Nasa'ilam B'Sikra, because they would do that, and people would daven and say, you know, Yerosum Ufanecha, Amokin Yomalei Chesrono, Hashavas Aveda, whatever, they would daven for it. So you're allowed to do that on Shvius. That's how serious this was. Like, you're allowed to do it on Shvius. The Toan and also Ba'avonim, that is, they would pile up rocks to weaken. We'll see. To weaken the Koach of the Elon, you're allowed to do that also. The Odrin Tachas HaGefanim, this is actually Mamash Yukadho under the Gefanim. This is the Gemara. This is one of the sources of Ukmi Ilana, that the Gemara says this heter of Odrin is if it's L'Ukmi Ilana. This is like the case. And Makashkesh Bezesim, those are the two things that the Gemara says in Moyet Katan and in other places. The Odrin Tachas HaGefanim and Makashkesh Bezesim, the same thing, hoeing, H-O-E-I-N-G. In Mahavras as Elon Asur, Mahavras means to give Koach to the Elon. You're improving the Elon. You're being Mashbiach the Elon. Bim Listo Mesapitsimim Mutter. If it's just to fill in the cracks and to prevent further deterioration, so that's Mutter. Okay, let's see the Shabbos Aretz, Rav Kook, the last two lines. Aleph, the rule, Refus Elam Bederech Tivis, Ubederech Segulis. Sokranos Elam Besikra, Vatonin, also Bavonim. Vahosha Mutu Lazus Elo Apulos, Liskaros Elam Besikra, to put a dye on it, to make a simon on it. Vuliton also Bavonim, Afilo Beelon Shehu Meshir Peirosov. You can do this even if there's a present disease or the problem is existent already. Sha'os, okay, yeah. Lusokro Basikro, we go on to page 222. Kedei lohodzia tzaro l'rabim, Barabim Yivakshu Olov Rachmim. Okay, this is an aside, it's not in Hilcha Shemitah. When people have a tzara or an illness, is really, they have conflicting feelings. I mean, that's my experience. The Gemara makes it sound like, tell people, they'll daven for you. But people want to keep it quiet. Either sometimes it's the illness or the supposed illness, the potential illness, the illness is still like hidden. It's still, so they feel that if it doesn't become public knowledge, then it might not need an ace to just, it should go away. Maybe that's one reason why people don't do this. And also people want to be private. They don't want people to know and make them an object of rachmonus. But you see, Chazal felt that people will see and they'll daven for you, and that's very effective. I don't know, very effective. It's as effective as tefillah is. And maybe nowadays we don't think people else. I don't know. But certainly, I think that people don't act this way. But you see, in Chazal, they felt it's a very normal thing to do, to tell people you have a problem and they should daven for you. And tell everybody, l'rabim, not just your friends and your close people, but even strange people, even the strangers, l'rabim. I don't know, people don't. My experience is people don't want to do that. Okay, so that's why you can do it. It's very funny to speak out that it's mutter to do. It's like, serious, we're Jews, we're believing Jews, and therefore, I mean, the etzem putting paint on it is not the segula even. It's only really to tell people to daven for it. I would imagine the heter is to daven for it. I don't know, like the heter is not the paint. The heter is, I would think, I don't know. The paint is not going to do a thing. The paint is just going to be more people to daven. So I don't know if that's even called a segula. V'tano ba'avonim v'sheyakish chelo. This is weakening. It's weakening the tree. Below yosher is peirosov. I don't know. You have to. Saul Glasser is coming next week. I urge everybody to come and get an education. Maybe go into competition with him. Whatever. So there's something you do, you put rocks on it, and that weakens the tree, and for some reason the peiros are falling off, because they're very big and fat and juicy, and it's actually, shasharas ha-peiros bolo al yedei lachuso v'shomno, you know the expression in Yiddish, the kala is too shame, the kala is too beautiful, so the tree is too powerful, it's too good, it's giving off too good fruit, so they're dropping before you can pick them, I guess, and they're getting ruined. So you want to lighten up a little. V'hu adin shemuter lasos l'fi zer refuos acheros bein b'derech ha-teva bein b'derech ha-segula. I guess, I don't know, he's calling davening a segula. I don't know. L'hamid is peiros b'lashol yoshua. That's the bottom line. The bottom line is that you want, so now look at footnote 6. B'mishpat kohen makshe harav zatzal shitaso she'oser melachos b'shvius l'uk me'peiri, right? Only look me'ilana, not look me'peiri. U'metaretz, and so he takes this so seriously, he says, she'meduber b'peiris hashishis o b'tipol ha'omer l'mnoas n'shiris ha'peiris l'shos ha'bos. And he really holds it would be a problem for the peiros of shvius, even which is b'chal ha'chumra, but especially here where it seems to be pretty indirect, but that's what he holds, that this hat there that he's talking about is not for the Peiros sheep. Rav Kook Zatzal is Machmir by Ukmi Peiri of Shvius. I don't know, that's what it seems like. I don't know, I admit I do not know. Vayan Shel Sechuvas Mishnah Yosef, I'm still reading from footnote 6. Shemasha hitiru hu rak limnoa nashiras peiros kodem bishulam, before they're ripened. Aval usur limnoa nashiras peiros b'shelim l'shem nochios hakatif, to make it more convenient to push off when people would go pick it. I imagine this is something that mamash occurs.
to spray it with something to arrest the development of the bishul haperos. And so it sounds in the Rambam like it's mutter, but then you have all these chumras. Certainly, according to Rav Kook, that ukmei peri is also okay. Vuladin shemutter lasus lufiz harifus acheres b'mitachlis b'zgula laminus perasina shlo yoshuru. Now the Tosef Shabbos says v'yesh mishal mashma min devarav she also lasus pulos b'derech hateva lahamid haperos po ilon. Okay, that would be asering. I mean, that could be a shita that look meperi is also. Avalosu lasas. Listen to this. Avalosu lasas peulos. Afila b'derech segula. Rav Kook says it's kadesh yasah ilon peros. That's to be mashbiach. Now, kagoyin litlos bo pitke kameos. I'm laughing because I think you know we. I don't know, why am I laughing? I don't know. You shouldn't laugh. I once had a mice with a kameya. I had my brother-in-law's father-in-law was very ill. And he hooked up with some makubal here in Eretz Israel. I won't say the name. You'll see why I won't say the name. And he wrote about a kameya. He wrote him out a whole. I looked at it. It was like hieroglyphics to me, but what do I know? Kameo. And I never. I didn't send it to America. I was supposed to send it to him, and I didn't. And he was nifta. And I felt like I have to go to your miklat maybe. But then I went to Yaakov Hillel, and he told me this is from the bad guys. These are from the that this makubal is from the bad guys, and it's bad evil forces that he's using, and I shouldn't worry, and it's very good I didn't send it, and he's not a good person. He wrote a book, Tamim Tia, which really discusses these things. Anyway, that was my whole experience with Segulos. But anyway, so look at this. He says it's also Lassus Pulus of Vilum Derek Segulos. Tie a kameya. The segula sheyotzi peros abu pishena puula moelis klal al piderech hateva mikomo gome akar shazeh ose ose kain l'tachlis hotzoas haperos tahavi kavodas ha'ilam oser. That's a very funny lashon. It's almost as if he's being apologetic, and he's saying it really doesn't work. I don't know, like it sounds like it doesn't work, but it's mechzi kavodus ilan. To me, that's what it sounds like. I don't know how much we can be medayik in his lashon. You could daven that Hashem should provide us with food, but you're not. He's talking about talking that this tree should be motzi peros.
A specific tree.
You don't have to tell Hashem Eitzes how to provide you with food. That's always a rule in davening. Don't give Hashem Eitzes. He doesn't need your Eitzes. Don't tell him how to do things. Talk to him about the bottom line. Don't tell him how to do it. He doesn't need our advice. Really? Okay. If you look at footnote, in footnote 8, he's also talking about a segula. He brings down the Chazon Ish on the second line. Well, let's look at the first line. It's actually based on the Yerushalmi that you're not allowed to do it. To be mashbiach the ilan derech segula. Ain't tolen token b'te'ena l'fi perish hagra pas ha'shulchan marafuldam Chazon Ish. Yeah, l'dasa Chazon Ish hadaber eino osum ikar adin. So everybody can breathe a sigh of relief. Rational the rational thought has taken over. It's not also Mikra Adim. Elamachmas Gezeira. The Chaim Mashma Medivi Harav. Right, that's what we just learned. The Rabbi of Cook. What we just learned. Tahavi Ka'avodas Ha'ilon. Bain Hu Cheshvias Shapula Shamoreris Latfila Asura. Shapula Hamoreris Latfila Asura Milan Vruye. It's really, really weird. I mean, to me, I don't know. Terry says, you know, we don't believe maybe in the Koch of Tzvi. Maybe it's a big chisaron in us.
we don't believe it really works, so we say, come on, what are you talking? But if it really works, I mean, it's not avodas aretz. Yeah, it's, the whole thing is very, 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 very strange. And the Chazon Ish says it's a gzeira, and the Meiser of Cook's Lashon is also very, he's trying to wiggle out of saying it's outright osur. Zeha osa came l'tachlis otzoras peiros to havi kavodas ha'ilam. It's osur. Okay, look at what they bring down here. The Yesh Mishom Mishapula B'derech Segula Muteres B'Shinui Gamim Hilavriyeh. Okay, look at the next line. Yeshomim Shemesanin Alakishomim B'Shmita. Who would have thought this is a Shaila? You know, you can fast that it should rain. You can make the Tainus Kadesh Yitzmuchu Peros B'Shmias. So you could fast and daven V'Yeshomim She'ein Mesanin Alakishomim B'Shmias. And this would be the Shaila, the Sikra. I mean, the Maaseh of the Rambam Pasul Sikra. Sikras mutter, but it's lekiume. It could be lekiume. I mean, that's the shaila where the tefillah would be mutter if it's la'avruye, if it's to be mashpiach. Okay. The last line in 10. Ah, very good. Vayim pasah shulchan, this is very good, thank you. Look at the last line in 10. It's taka, a very good thing to know. Vayim pasah shulchan shekosov she'ein lilmo me'ashmotos harambam she'ein darko lehovi in yonei lechoshim ukmeos. So this business about with the segulas, but I don't see the point, because they're treating tfilos like that also. And the Rambam is taka saying you only could be ma'orer tfilos. I mean, the Rambam talking about the Sikra is talking about l'ukme ilon or l'ukme peri, but he's not talking about lavruye. So maybe the Rambam is molded it's also. I mean, very, very. And to be fair, we don't know. We'll ask Saul if he davens. They don't pay me for davening. He'll say. Yeah, I'm saying maybe the reason I know it's really I'm it's terrible of me the way I'm laughing, but it's because we don't really believe in tefillah. We don't really believe it works. Like if it really works, then you say yeah, like maybe you're not allowed to do it. Okay, certainly not avodas karka, but it's a gzera. But I mean, what's Rav Kook's Lashon? It's a beautiful law. Osa came with tachlis hotzoras haperos. That's a little okay.
What about talking to the tree?
Yeah, talking. If it's la'avruye, yeah. There is such a thing by plants. Talking to your plants. If it's la'avruye, that might be. I don't know. Is that segula or the? I don't know. Yeah, if it's la'avruye, it would be a shaila. Definitely a shaila. And very likely also, you can't even talk to Hashem. Okay, let's go right to page 223. This is really Idur, hoeing under the Kfanim. This is mamish the source of Lok Milana. Gidrei Idur Vacharisha. Vodrin Tachas HaKfanim. This is the Rambam, and this is what the Rambam says. Leukme is mutter. I'm sorry. Not look me. Lahavros as Elon is also and listume pili, that's the Gemara's lashon, to cover up the cracks, which are detrimental to the tree, then it's mutter. Either also bishvias midrabbanan. Okay, we start with that yisod. On Shabbos it would be a told of harisha. Harisha is when you choresh a whole shetach of land in order to prepare the land for zriah. Idur is hoeing like under the plant to make the ground, stimulate the ground or make it more responsive to fertilization, to the fertilizing or whatever. Anyway, it's also with Rabbanon. Yesh Omrim, now he talks about it. Yesh Omrim Shacharisha Hiba Machresha, the Idur Hu Bekliyad, with a handheld tool. Even if it would be on the whole Sodah, the Pasah Shulchan writes, I'm seeing in the footnote, V'yeshomim shacharisha hi b'chal ha'shetach. Oh, the idur who rak the ikre hi ilanos. That's Rashi and Moyed Cotton and the Tosfos Rosh.
Yeshom Shaidur who rakanasa bekliyad tachasoyilanos, the Yeshomim Shaidur he pu'ula habola achar acharisha, the same kisoy hazroim, o pirur nosov shel haragovim, to further take apart, to break up the clumps, yeah. Yesh mishinot aloma shacharisha lishmiris hakarka eno elo idur, the Yeshomim shenhetel bahagdora ben idur lacharisha, ushneim asurim midurabonon. That we don't go with that. The normative halacha says Harisha is Osir with the Araisa, even though it's not so clear the source, and we have to end up saying it's halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai, because Becharish of Akotzer Tishbos we paskin is talking about Shabbos, not Shvius. Okay, step one: either is Osir with the Rabbanim. The Oldrin Tachas Hagvanim v'Mekashkeish Zaysim. Now we learn Shabbos Aretz, Rav Kook, page 223, the last two lines. Ulein idur tachas agafanim, yesh omim sheyesh shnei mine idur, kamo shekishkush tachas azesim. I think it's the same pa'ula, just has a different word for the verb. Kishkush tachas azesim, mechula kula shnei minim, l'idur hamutur hu asui lahokim. We're on page 224 now. Lahokim esu'ilan al matzavo, this is mamash the Gemara. Aber also da vru yelon also bei shava ze osur. This is the Gemara. The Yeshomim shosur lader idur chodosh loy hoyem me oylam ki im ba'atiki shekvar nechperu mutolach bor mir tzorech lesaknom. The Yeshomim shetachas hagefanem ein bei oifen ha'osur mishum shekulu hu rak lo'ukme ilana. This is the Pasah Shulchan. It would always, it always is. B'metzias, it's look me Ilana. V'hidur ha'osu hurak sha'odur ha'pakol merchav ha'kerem lo tachas ha'gefanim levadam. This is mamash very important, and we'll have to ask next week. Save up your questions for next week. What the halacha l'maisa is, what the mechon paskins. Kishkush b'zeisim, that's the Dalid on page 224. It's the same thing, I believe. In Mahavas Azil and Azil Muslim is of Tzim and Mutter, top of 225. Vinyan Akishkish Bazesim, Yeshomim Shehum in Idur Vachafir Takas Azesim. Vieshmi Shemashma Medvorov. I skip down to the Shabbos Aretz, two lines in the middle of page 225. Vieshmi Shemashma Medvorov, that Kishkish who Inyan Zibul is a type of fertilizing. Sheyesh bo shnei ofanim also has two types. Echad hu lavri ilon of osur, vasheni hu listume pili v'shori. Not sure what listume pili has to do with zibul. Zibul is the land is like cracked. You want to fill in the cracks. I guess it's like we had before mezaham in the ilonos, where they would put zevel on the ilonos where it was cracked, so it should like a plaster on a cut, like it should heal and it should come together, so it shouldn't be cracked anymore. It's a problem if there's a present disease, but if it's to prevent one from coming, that would look me. Vimul Avroso Lachazko also Vimul Kadesh Al Yadeza Yiskayim, Vimesha Yistamu Pitsomo, Vimesha Husra Hamania, Al Yadeh Hasoras Habadin Hayavation, Umameo Al Yadeh Koach Hatzmicha, Yistamu Pesimo Viyamu Bumamado Zeshari. Alright, we'll stop here. So we're up to Halacha Ches, but the next week we're going to have some practical Halacha Lamaisa from Saul. I urge everyone to come, bring your friends, your neighbors. I think. Anybody offering to YouTube it? To video it? I don't know how. I don't have a machine. The shul doesn't have a machine. Anybody have a private one that they could bring? Even a phone? Nowadays, yeah, I have a phone. Don't you have a phone? But he's going to talk for 45 minutes to an hour.